when people often speak about karbanos, so I think this is actually like a very well-known topic in a certain sense, that the chatas of a nazir, as we've been going through the general categories and then individual karbanos within each category. So we're speaking now about a particular chatas. We referenced it a little bit when we spoke about chatas a week or so, or a week or two ago, but we're going to try to do a nice job here speaking about the nazir's chatas. One of the reasons why I like talking about it is sometimes it's a topic which is more of a chumish question, like it comes up a bit, and there's a Ramban ala Torah and Rabbeinu B'chai, which we're going to see. It also happens to be like a lumdisha question with ha'aras in Gemaras and Rishonim and Achronim, and some really interesting and I think nice Torah that we will be able to share as Hashem about the chatas of a nazir. So let's try and do as good a job as we possibly can. Let me just bring up here for myself at least the okay. So the Torah in Parshas Naso tells us and describes for us the nazir. It's Bamidbar Perek Vav, and the Torah tells us a bunch of things about the nazir. We often focus a bit on the things the nazir is not allowed to do. So a nazir is not allowed to drink wine, he's not allowed to become tamei meis, he's not allowed to cut his hair. There are certain prohibitions that come with a nazir. In Chumash itself, you, in a certain sense, get mixed messages as to the status of the nazir. This is not we're not talking today that much about the nazir himself, but to frame the issue, it's important to point out that on the one hand, we're told, as an example in Pasuk Ches, Kol Yemei Nizro Kadosh Hu Lashem, the nazir is called someone who's kadosh, he's holy, he's elevated. It's also V'kidesh Es Rosho in Pasuk Yid Aleph, his hair maybe is holy, there's something kadosh about him. Yet we also know that when he comes and he's going to finally go through a certain kind of process, when he stops being a nazir, he brings a variety of karbanos. He brings an ola, a chatas, and a shlamim. He brings three different kinds of karbanos, and that's quoted in the Rambam in Hilchos Naziras in Perek Ches, that when he's kishayigmor ha-nazir yimei naziruso, if he's the kind of nazir that has an end to his being a nazir, i.e. he's not what's called a nazir shimshon. There are certain kinds of nazirim that are like locked into this forever. But a nazir, when he ends his naziras, be it he accepts a certain amount of time, I'm going to be a nazir for a year, or he says, I'm just going to be a nazir, and the halacha is stam naziras, is shloshim yom. If he just says, I'm a nazir, it lasts for 30 days. So he has to bring three karbanos as part of like the purification, or as part of the ending process of his being a nazir. And the Rambam tells us the order is chatas, and then ola, and then shlamim, and then he shaves all of his hair. That's part of what you do. If you look again in the Rambam there, in Perek Ches, in Hilchos Naziras. So he brings a variety of karbanos. Now, the most intriguing of the karbanos, the one that in a certain sense is most surprising, is the karban chatas. The karban chatas. You just told me he's kadosh. You just told me the nazir is holy. And now he's coming along. Question number one, why exactly is he bringing a chatas? What function does that serve? Especially if you understand that a chatas is typically offered, the mainstream mahalach, chatas milashon chet. Chatas is what you do to get kapara for a sin. So what sin did he do that makes him deserving of bringing a chatas? That's a very important question, which, again, the Rishonim speak about Ahat Torah, but in fact, it's also, there are discussions of it, even in the Gemara itself, at least on some level. Kadosh or Chote, how exactly do you want to, how do you plan on categorizing him? There is a second question. I say this because it'll give things away a little bit. But this is a question which I think Rosenzweig has made this Sa'ara in the past. I don't think it's in print anywhere, but it's a worthwhile question. When you have these people who are bringing like multiple karbanos for something, a chatas and an ola and a shlamim, so is it possible that as that unit, it's not really a regular chatas and a regular ola and a regular shlamim. But the fact that the Nazir brings all three is more because the three of them together somehow serve as a unit in a way which is important. The best mashal to give, by that I mean not the best mashal, but a mashal to give, is the same thing is true with food. That the if you have bread and you have chicken and you have vegetables, eino dome chicken on its own, two bread on its own, two vegetables on their own, as opposed to when they come together to be a sandwich. I'm not comparing carbonos to a sandwich. I'm more just noting the phenomenon of three things that can each be independently one thing. But when they sort of like come together, they play a bit of a different role. So maybe it's worthwhile. Question number two, is there any significance to it being a chatas with an ola and a shlamim? Is that at all remotely important? The third question that I would just ask to frame things a bit, we've been paying attention to this, you know, as things have come up, that there are the main karbanos in a certain sense, or the classic karbanos, that come up in the beginning of Sefer Vayikra, the chatas, the ola, the shlamim, the asham, the mincha. But even within Vayikra, there are different kinds of chatases. So in Parshas Vayikra, you have the Par Ha'elam Davar Shel Tzibor, and different kinds of people that bring a chatas. This chatas is not found in the beginning of Vayikra. It's found in Parshas Naso. Is that important? Is that important? Meaning, is it possible that the chatas of a nazir is really not a regular chatas, quote-unquote, but is a unique kind of chatas? It's a unique kind of chatas. Maybe it's unique because, as opposed to a guy that was Michal Shabbos, or a guy that ate Chalev, and he just brings a chatas, number one, maybe it's unique because it's with an ola and a shlamim, and also maybe it's unique because it's not really in the beginning of Vayikra, and also maybe it's unique because it doesn't really have a chet the same way. So part of what we have to figure out is, why am I bringing the chatas? If it's for a chet, what chet is it? If it's not for a chet, so then what is the purpose, what is the reason why you are bringing a chatas of a nazir? What exactly is going on? So what we're going to do is try to develop one, mahalach number one, this chatas is brought for a chet. If so, what chet is it brought for? Mahalach number two, is it possible it's really a unique kind of a chatas? And if so, in what way is the chatas a unique kind of a chatas? What is its primary goal or function? Why am I really bringing a chatas of a nazir? General clarity thus far, 1, 2, and 3. Okay. So let's go through it. Mahalach number one, Sam, you have a question?
I'm not sure what to categorize it as, more of a thought.
Sure.
The Rambam ordering it as the way that he did, with the chatas being first, and the ola and the shlamim, would that be indicative of the functionality of the chatas that we normally say the chatas goes first, and you can't really say this is not a new group if you're still having the chatas go first?
Okay, so I would say it's a fair way of asking the question, meaning if chatas normally comes before ola, the Mishnah Zvachman pay test, the chatas is mechaper. So is the order here sort of like telling us, like, it's a regular chatas there to be mechaper? Is it a different kind of an order or things like that? It's a very fair question. It's a very fair question. Let's go with mahalach number one. Mahalach number one is that the nazir sinned, and that's why he brings a carbon chatas. Where do you see that? So the Gemara in Tainis and Dafyat Aleph tells us that Rabbi Lazar Kfar Berebi Omer, why you bring a chet, v'chi be'eze nefesh chet zeh. And this is because Elish Atzir Atzmo Min Hayayin. The reason why a Nazir sinned, he sinned by becoming a Nazir. What was his sin? He didn't have Tzir Atzmo Min Hayayin. He did not have any wine. Now, depending on your leanings, this is either a fantastic Mar Makom. It is a meaningful Mar Makom in discussions about the relationship with us and Olam Hazeh, and how much in Olam Hazeh it's really there for our benefit in a certain sense. But that is Rabbi Lazar there in Mesechas Tainas. Unsurprisingly, the Gemara in Krisus, the Gemara in Sota and Daf Tesvav, this also sounds as the Gemara in Shvuas and Daf Ches, explains the simple pshat. That's why he brings a chatas. He sinned. His sin was tzir atzmo min hayayin. Because that was his sin, therefore you're going to bring a chatas because of that. However, the Gemara increases, and Tovus and Sota points out that we seem to have stiras in the Gemara about this. But if you look in the Gemara, Meseches Krisis and Daf Chavav, the Gemara says, even according to Rabbi Ben Akfar, that says the Nazir is a chote, that's not why he brings a chatas. Ki kamaisi karban lav lechapara maisi. His chatas is not for kapara. Says Rashi, where does his kapara come from? To ha'ich barleishin is navel begido seyar. Having really long hair, Samuel forgive us, is a form of nivel. That is it's not the most appropriate, it's a little bit disgusting thing growing your hair that much, and that in of itself gives him a form of kapara. So why is he bringing a karban? So we'll get there in a second. The Gemara says, la'astruye ba'achilas kachimhu. The reason why he brings a karban is to be machshir him. That a nazir is not allowed to eat kachim yet, and when he offers, at least in certain cases, when he offers this karban, it permits him to offer to eat kachim. But at least according to the Gemara in Sota and Shavuos, the reason why a nazir brings a karban is because he sinned. What was his sin? Setzir atmo minha yayin. There are Rishonim, at least according to Pshuto Shal Mikra, that think the nazir sinned, but for actually the opposite reason. This is the Ramban in his Perush al HaTorah. The Ramban says the nazir's chet was not that he became a nazir and was tzir atzom min hayayin. The nazir's chet was that he stopped being a nazir. He should have kept on being a nazir. That's more kadosh. Those two deyas reflect two different mahalchim in our relationship to Olam Hazeh. For the Ramban, kedusha means precious. Remove yourself. Don't stop being a nazir. The simple pshat of the Gemara in Tainus, at least according to that one daya, is no. The problem was he wasn't engaging enough in it. Rabbeinu Bechai points out that not so fast. He says, you know, even if it's true that the nazir sinned and therefore he's bringing a karma because of his chait, this is not a regular chatas. And this is a point which some of the Rishonim and Achronim point out in different ways. The Ramban says, Rabbeinu Bechai, according to you, the reason why he's bringing a chait is not because of the avar, because of what he did in the past, but rather it's because of what he's going to do in the future, which is to stop being a nazir. That is a chiddush, says Rabbeinu Bechai. That's a new kind of a karban, one that we're not familiar with. A karban chatas brought because of what you're about to do. So some achronim say, no. Even this chatas is brought because of what you did in the past. You made a hachlata, a decision to stop being a nazir. So there are those, the two mahalchim. Nazir really was a chote. He really was a sinner. He either tzirat minayayin or he stopped engaging in this world. That's mahalach number one. The nazir is a chatas. He brings a chatas because really he performed a chet. What is that chet? A bit of a machlokes. Plus, not only did he violate a chet, but the carbon is brought for kapara on that chet. That's mahalach number one, broadly speaking. Clarity thus far, 1, 2, and 3. Okay. I'll make a quick ha'ara. We'll reference it a little bit later. The Netziv in the Merome Sada in Zvachim and Daftes, the Netziv says, wait a minute. I think he hasn't said exactly the way I'm going to say it, but this is still not a regular chatas. Whatever chet you are now discovering is not the kind of chet which, generally speaking, warrants a chatas. What kind of chet in general do you bring a chatas for? That's a Gemara in Shabbos in the 7th Perek. The beauty, once again, of being 45 blot behind in Daf Yomi. We finished 7th Perek this morning, but just learned this Gemara not that long ago. You only bring a chatas if you violated Bishogeg in Avera that had you done it. Bemezid is a chi of kares. Only if you're chayv kares, bemezid, do you bring if you did a Bishogeg. being tzir atzam and hayayin, you could be the biggest believer in drinking and yahadus, which is a little bit of a hard case to make that we are like huge believers in this. But you're like, I guess, a perim all day long, and you believe that. I don't even know. It's not the easiest argument to make. But even if you believe that being tzirat and ayayin is like the worst chayv you could possibly imagine, it's not chayv kares. And the Ramban's idea is not chayv, there's no chayv kares for that. So even if you wanted to argue that it's for a chayv, says the Ramban, it's a little bit of a difficult nahalach to work off of. To say that it's mamish achatas for a chayv, it's not so clear this is a chayt that warrants in and of itself a carbon chatas, a carbon chatas. It's a very simple and very, very good ha'ara. I'll foreshadow something now. The Netziv says, if anything, it's more similar to Ola. It's more similar to Ola, which is brought for things like, that are covered by a chatas, like a bittul aseh. It is brought for hiurei avera. It's brought because of like a kedushas hagavra, and maybe more of a, the way I would say it, a future-focused kind of a carbon, the way that some say it out. It's more about being Oleg going forward. If anything, it's more like an Ola, says in the Tziv, maybe not with all the way we just said it, but a Chatas is somewhat surprising. I'm going to make a quick Ha'ara in brackets. If you are with me, great. If you're not, you know what? We'll make the Ha'ara in a second. So why am I bringing a Chatas if it's not for Kapara? So we're going to mention two Mahalchim. One mahalach will be, I think, a little bit more satisfying, but one mahalach is a really important chakir and achronim, which is probably a machlokes mishonim, which is good to be aware of. The Gemara and Krisas seem to give us a different reason why you are bringing a chatas. And maybe this relates to the fact that it's brought also with an ola and with a shlamim. And that is that right now, a nazir is not allowed to eat kachim. Mechusrei kapara, he's not allowed to eat kachim right now. The reason why the nazir offers the chatas, says the Gemara, increases, is lashurei bekachim. It's a way of now permitting him, or being machshir him, to be allowed to eat kachim. Be allowed to eat kachim. Now, the quick point in brackets is that we pointed out when we learned about chatas, that maybe all chatas is, the word chatas may really not mean chet, but chitoy, the way we use to disinfect, the way we use to purify in modern Hebrew, that maybe a real chatas is about purifying your status, and that in many ways, a person who's not allowed to eat kachim is of a lower status. And the purpose of this chatas is more of a chitoy. It's more of a way of being machshir and purifying him, and maybe in that sense, it's like a chatas, not the kapara element, but the chitoy, the purifying, and bringing you up a madrega to be allowed to eat kachim. That's one way of understanding why exactly you're bringing a chatas. You know, it's part of a process. In that sense, if you look even in Rambam or in Chumash, it seems like the chatas is not really brought in isolation. It's brought of the tigalachas, the shaving of the nazir. It's with the ola and the shlamim. There's a process that you're undergoing when you stop being a nazir to when you sort of like are going to be brought in a bit of a different sort of place. And possibly that's what's going on here for the Gemara in Krisas. Clarity thus far? 1, 2, and 3. Okay. There is another mahalach. Yeah, Rafi, what's up?
This mahalach, we're explaining that is to be machshir, then in terms of the same question from before, this would explain very well why chatas comes first.
Maybe, yeah.
So you need machshir before you have
to go up. Yeah, totally. Totally. Okay. There is another mahalach. The achronim are choker a question. It really probably already is a Rashi in Zvachim and a Ram Hilchos Naziras and a Tosfos in Nazir and Daf Yed Aleph, but it's an interesting question. When you accept being a Nazir, so first of all, point one is probably don't do that. Not a move nowadays the same way. I've said in the past, we know one of Cook's great Talmidim was a Nazir, David Cohen, the Nazir is what he's called because there weren't that many that were Nazirim, hence the Nazir. Sort of works for him, at least in certain worlds. But I remember once visiting my grandmother in Lakewood, and they had all these, like, in this farm store there, they have all these, like, contracin they often sell. So in Daf Yomi, a cycle and a half ago, I guess, whatever it was, two cycles ago, was learning Nazir. Some had a kuntrist in Nazir, and it dealt with some shilas of people that accidentally were Mekabel Naziras. It was shilas like Shmuel Kamenetsky, I think, and others. I don't think I bought it, which was an error. But like, you don't want to have to find kulas for how to get rid of your Naziras. It's not a move that much. So that's what it is. But when you accept Naziras, what do you really do? So I'll begin by saying as follows. There is a shaila in Achronim and probably Rishonim also. It's a very famous tshuva of the Avnei Miluim, I believe in Simen Chav Beis, three deyas, but it's in Rishonim already also. Does a Nazir say, I am a Nazir? And then once you are Mikabel Kedushas Naziras, then there are Isurim that kick in. It's Aser to become Tamei Meis. It's Aser to get to use wine. It's Aser to shave your hair. Or alternatively, is Kabbalas Naziras really about your Mikabel Isurim upon yourself? That your real Kavana is that I'm going to Aser upon myself Yayin and being Tamei Meis, etc. And then once you're Mekabel, those Yisurim, that generates a certain kind of Kedusha. My dear and holy friend Rabbi Yosef Bronstein has pointed out, I believe, that question exists a lot. Are Kohanim holy? We always find a correlation, this is what Salvechik emphasized sometimes, the more Kedusha, the more Yisurim. So Klal Yisrael have more Kedusha, they have more Yisurim. Kohanim have more Kedusha, they also have more Yisurim. So what's the chicken and the egg? Does more Kedusha cause more Yisurim? Or does more Isurim cause more Kedusha? That's an interesting question that sometimes comes up, and whether that you can break that chain. Are there certain people without the same amount of Isurim that have equal amounts of Kedusha? Nashim have equal Kedusha, the Rav, and Moshe Feinstein thought, even though they have maybe less mitzvos, we would say, than men, they're putter from mitzvos, says man grama. It impacts a suma for certain days, a blind person, that may be for certain days, chayiv and less mitzvot, but at the same end of kedusha. Those are all questions that are there. The Achronim asked an interesting question about the karbanos that a nazir brings. The mainstream mahalach, I think, the mainstream mahalach is that you become a nazir. Once you are a nazir, the Torah imposes upon you karbanos. You have to then bring a chatas, an ola, and a shlamim when you stop being a nazir. Your kabbalah is to become a nazir, but then there are other things which flow as a result of becoming a nazir. You have to bring karbanos. That's more or less what we've been assuming. You became a nazir. Well, that was a chet. You became a nazir. Now you want to eat kach, and this is what I do. There are those who suggest, maybe within Tobas and Nazir and Dafir Aleph, discussions in, again, some of the Rishonim, that, and this Rabbi Kiva Eger writes, that maybe when you are mikabel to be a nazir, you are mikabel not only the surim that come with a nazir, but built into your initial kabbalah is that you are going to bring karbanos. That when you accept being a nazir, you also accept upon yourself to bring karbanos. In that sense, it's like a chiyuv to bring it when you're a nazir, but in a certain sense, there are almost elements of like this chatas being like a nidava, this chatas being like something that you accepted upon yourself. It is built into your original kabbalah, built into your original acceptance. Why would you ever want to say an idea like that? What would ever motivate you to say an idea like that? So the Kvi'egir says the following. Says Rabbi Kiva Eger, let me first say out the example, and then we'll, the Raya will help a little bit. There's a din in the Gemara called Mufla Samach Le'ish. A katan, even before he's 13, when he's 12 or so, has a din that his nidarim register. If Yahu, my 7-year-old, God bless him, is mekabel upon himself a neder, it's not binding at all. Mufla Samach Le'ish, when he's 12 years old, if he says mekabel a neder, that neder is binding. Machlokas Rambam and the Ravid is that a din d'oraisa or a din d'rabbanan. The Rambam, I believe, holds mufla samach le'ish. His nidarim are binding d'oraisa. So says the Rambam. What if you're a 12-year-old and you're very spiritually ambitious and you say, Givalt, I just want to be a nazir. I want to be a nazir. My parents always make me chicken. My parents always make me get haircuts. I have a move. Chaim does not like getting haircuts. He finds it annoying. He has a chab. He's 11 years old, August 28th, or whatever his Hebrew birthday is, I should know. He's going to decide that he's going to become, be mekabel, of a 12 years old nazir. So he's putter. Parents can never bother anymore about haircuts. I'm done. Okay. So when I enter that awkward stage of, like, you know, 12, 13, whatever it is, I'll have that, like, peach fuzz mustache for a bit. Okay, we'll cross that bridge when we get there. I'll be mekabel naziris, you know, whatever it is. Okay. Says the Rambam, we all love that phase a little bit. Now it brings us back only not too many years. Says the Rambam, if a katan is mekabel upon himself naziras, he brings all the karbanos at the end. The chatas, he brings all those karbanos. Says Rabbi Akiva Eiger, answers the question, but I don't understand. A katan doesn't bring a chatas, pasas, not for now, around the Chagos. A katan doesn't bring a chatas for a sin he did when he was a katan. So why is he bringing a chatas? Says Rabbi Akiva Eiger, what's going on? Look at it inside. Rabbi Akiva Eiger, my dear Tanyanis, I'm in Kafe. He asked the question, Lahashas Barambam. The Rambam paskins, Katan Shiagia Laonas Nadarim, he's 12 years old. The Nazir Naziras, through Nazir, may be carbon, carbonosav, because of Mufla Samach Laish. But, Heich Yavi Carbon Chatas, Hare, he's a Katan. How can he bring a carbon Chatas? How is that possible? So says, Rekiv Eger, for the following reason. He's not bringing a Chatas because of a Chait. He's bringing a chatas because it's included in his original Kabbalah's Naziras. And a katan's original Kabbalah's are binding. A katan's Kabbalah's are binding. And because his Kabbalah's are binding, so then built into the Kabbalah of the Nazir is to bring a chatas and an ola and a shlamim. And therefore a katan, even though ordinarily you wouldn't say he's chayv a chatas, this chatas he brings because it's not a regular chatas. It's a chatas which is brought as part of his naziras. It's brought as part of his original Kabbalah. His original Kabbalah is binding. So what we've seen thus far is as follows. Some suggest the chatas he brings is a kapara for a chayt. The chait either of Tzirat Minayayin or for the Ramban, that he stopped being a Nazir. Or, it's not for a chait, it's to be matir him and catch him, the simple pshat of the Gemara increase us, or Kiva Eger, and again the Mahalchim are not mutually exclusive, all of them, it's brought because it's part of his original Kabbalah's Naziras, is to bring Karbanos. It's part of his original Kabbalah's Naziras. General clarity thus far, 1, 2, and 3. Yes, Sam, what's up?
According to the Mahalach, I have a very hard time understanding why we still call it a chatas, because of the fact that it breaks so many of the rules that being brought without kapara, you can bring with the dava.
So let's save that. It's not really the dava, but let's save that for 7 minutes from now, I think. That's okay. That's okay. Hopefully we can clarify things a bit. So, is the chatas brought for a chait? Is it not brought for a chait? Is it brought to allow him to eat kachim? We got to figure out what exactly is going on with this chatas. So, let's point out something I believe interesting. And here is where you find something fascinating. The Gemara in Zvachim Andav Tes and in Menachos Andav Gimel has a line. There are different girsas of this line. Depending on which girsa you have, this line may be ridiculously important or not. Where the Gemara speaks about the following. There is a distinction, which we don't have time to get into, but we know that a chatas, that you shecht shelo lishma. You shecht a chatas, and you shecht it with the wrong carbon in mind, with the wrong bilim in mind. A chatas is considered to be pasul. However, that may not always be the case. And there is a distinction. When you have in mind a chatas, for, if I have in mind as an example, give me 1 second. If when I bring a chatas, if I have in mind a chata which is brought for someone else who's chayav a chatas, a different chatas, there is a distinction between whether that was I do or I have in mind someone who's chayav an ola. A chatas shelo lishma with an ola in mind may still be kosher. A chatas which is brought in mind with someone that's chayav a chatas is considered to be entirely pasul. So you mess up the wrong chatas, maybe it's pasul. You have in mind an ola, maybe it's not as problematic. Why is not for now at all? Why is not for now at all? The Gemara wonders, when you have in mind a chatas, but I have in mind a chatas of a nazir, is that like having in mind another chatas? Or is it like having in mind an ola? Again, the details of the Shalosh Shema don't matter so much for right now. But when I shech the chatas, the regular chatas, not even mind, a chatas of a nazir instead, is that like I had in mind another chatas, and it's more likely to be pasul? Or is it more like I had in mind an ola, and therefore it's going to be kosher? What is the status of a chatas nazir? More like a chatas, or more like an ola? So now we get to two different girsas of the Gemara. Shidduch Beta has different girsas in the Gemara. Some people have the following girsa. The chatas nazir is like an ola because it is brought with an ola. Because it's brought with an ola. What does that mean? So Rashi Menachos, the simple pshat is, really, the chatas nazir is a chatas. But because it's brought with an ola, we're going to, like, as a gzeira, we're going to treat it in a certain sense like an ola to not confuse people about chatases. But really, it is a chatas. It just happens to be brought with an ola, so we give it a bit of a different status. But really, it's not an ola. It's really a chatas. Just because it's brought with an ola, we give it certain status almost like an ola. That's one way of one gears in the Gemara. The other gears in the Gemara is that we actually call the chatas nazir and mitzora and yoledes, not these are brought with an ola, but rather, honey, olos ninhu. We call chatas nazir an ola. That's wild. Why would we call chatas nazir an ola? It's not an ola. It's a chatas. Further, when you actually are makriv it, we're makriv it with dine chatas, all the zrikas of a chatas. Why are we calling it an ola? What's motivating us to call it an ola? So here you have two mahalchem. Rashi explains in one daya, it actually is more like an ola than like a chatas. That even though you're makriv it like a chatas, fundamentally, it's really like an ola. It's like an in-between carbon. Why is it like an ola? So one day in Rashi, you're not bringing this for a chet. You're bringing this to allow you to eat kachim. It's more like an ola that it's attaching to you. It's impacting your status as a gavra. It's not really brought as a chet. That's why one day in Rashi says, to explain that gears in the Gemara, this is a carbon ola. This is a carbon ola. It's mamish, a regular ola that you're bringing. It has the status of an ola. It's not brought for a chet. The Ritziv in Merome Sadeh says, no. This chatas is brought for a chet. Why does the Gemara say that it's a bit like an ola? Because its chet is more like an ola's chet. The chatas is chet is a really severe sin. It's a chet which b'mezid your chayev kares for. This is a toned down kind of a chatas. This is a chatas which is brought for a chet which is more similar to an ola's chet. And therefore, le'inyan the Gemara there of shelo lishma, whatever reason, it's more like an ola. But in fact, it is brought for a chet. So what you find is the following. Within those who suggest that the Gemara calls the Chatas something like an Ola. For those who think that it's really a Chatas, so their Girsa in the Gemara, the first day in Rashi Menachos, it's really a Chatas. It just happens to be it's brought with an Ola, so we treat it a bit differently. I'm sorry I don't have time to go into all the details. For some, though, they have the Girsa, the Gemara, the Chatas Nazir really is an Ola. Even though it's brought like a Chatas, it really is more like an Ola, because Rashi, in one day, it's not brought for a Chet or for Kapara. It's really brought to be Machshir, to help you in your status as a Gavra. Or the Tziv, even if it is brought for a Chet, it's not brought for the regular Chet. It's really brought for a Chet, which is like a lower tier Chet. Ave, like a Yehuri Aveira Bidlase, like a lower tier Chet, where you need a bit of cleansing. Parentheses, I would add that according to Rabbi Kiva Eger, maybe it's like an Ola because it's like it's a little bit more of a voluntary carbon. It's a little bit more of a carbon that you brought upon yourself, just like an Ola typically is really brought binadava upon yourself, as opposed to a Chatas, which is only really a Chiyav. So it's like a Chatas, but also like an Ola. Let's chazer what we saw today and then point something out, which I think is going to be important for us to sort of understand. And that is also. No, Effie, it's really the Mishnah Chulam Mem Aleph. It's brought in the sense that you sinned, but it's a chiyuv to bring it. You're not mikabel upon yourself like a chatas. You can't stop being mikabel upon yourself a chatas. You can, if you sinned, you then have to bring it, but you can't stop being mikabel upon yourself a chatas. That's why it's like you're right in a certain sense, but also not fully. We saw that a chatas, that a nazir brings a chatas. He brings a chatas because, not so clear. We saw four main mahalchim. Mahalch number one, the simple pshat of the Gemara in Meseches Sota, for at least one day in the Gemara, you bring it because he sinned tziras min hayayin. For the Ramban al-Tomer, you bring it because he stopped being a nazir. And maybe it's the hachlata, the decision he made to stop being a nazir, which is why it brings a chatas. That, by the way, is always a great vort to share as far as the importance of decisions. Even aside from what you end up doing, the hachlata itself has enormous value. For the Ramban, a wrong hachlata, the wrong decision, a decision to stop being as kadosh, even before you yourself have stopped being kadosh, the hachlata itself is telling. It's not a bad idea to have in mind in certain contexts. Four, the simple pshat of the Gemara increases. It's brought lachshurei bekachim. For Rabbi Kiva Eger, it's also part of your initial Kabbalah to become a Nazir. It's part of your initial commitment to become a Nazir. We saw in light of that, how much is it really like a Chatas, or is it really like an Ola? I want to end by just sharing what I think is an important point in light of both Minchas Chodeh and Chatas Nazir. That's the following. There are these broader categories of Karbanos called Chatas, Ola, Shlamin, Mincha, Asham. What may not be so surprising is that there are individual karbanos that may be somewhat hard to categorize as fully in one category, and they may actually be somewhere in between or not really sure where to put it. So minchas chote, we weren't sure, is it more of a mincha or more of a chatas? The Brisker Rav, more of a chatas. Rabbi Peretz, more of a mincha. So too in chatas of a nazir, it's a chatas, but it's a bit like an ola. And how do you categorize it, that some karbanos we may see, it's not always as clear or as easy to say, this is a regular chatas, or a regular ola, or a regular mincha, but sometimes it's not entirely as clear. It's just an important model, in a certain sense, to be aware of, I believe. Questions, comments, and thoughts? One second.